Have to hit the road, man.
Yeah, we got a brunch to go to tomorrow. What is it, 10:30 tomorrow?
Yeah, man, 10:30.
It's already past my bedtime.
Well,
are you getting ready to say your goodbyes, baby? Is
yeah.
that okay? Well, then I will do the same.
Jeez.
Non, deux fois on allait, ça fait longtemps qu'on a pas été, on allait à un restaurant thaïlandais qui s'appelle Ayara. Ayara en thaïlandais, c'est éléphant. Puis la bouffe est bonne, souvent pas loin de. C'est souvent fait, pas loin de la Cave of Kingston.
Learning to fly.
I like Poncho and Lefty. I thought we gotta get that back in the mainstream.
Yeah.
And you sing it with such feeling, honey.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
That's a good tune.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You guys, actually, 50 Proof, man.
They're a good band.
Hey. Have you heard them? They're the best.
Yeah. The other day we were at a friend's house and we were saying, oh well, this person comes from Toronto. Oh yeah.
Hazardous material.
Handling.
You,
You wanted to handle my hazardous material. You're a kinky bitch.
I was.
Here, give me that shit.
Kinky bitch.
35. 35.
I know how to handle the kind of bottoms that you have.
Accurate.
I will do no such thing.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Okay?
I'm with you, but I'm not
no,
that
I'm,
with
no.
you. I'm with you, but I'm not with you. On that.
No,
I will not pack on command.
You know what?
I'm a very happy, open person, but I will pack on command. Things like that.
Hold this, please.
I was doing that.
Can you take this off? Top off.
You're such a fucking liar. Jesus Christ.
We should learn that from just
I love it.
I can't help it.
It's my favorite word. Here,
that's why we love it.
I know. No, don't touch me there.
Don't.
Do you know what no means?
No means no! Yeah, that's what it said.
Sorry.
Thank you.
because like Louis's been working, and he's working kind of like nights during the day, and Alyssa's just out here. Yeah, like he was banking all night last night.
Calm down, you sweetie. I will, because I can't.
I can't.
Oh, that's nice of you.
No, I can't. Why can't I?
My heart's in it.
Exactly.
But that's about it.
Well,
that's good enough, right?
You gotta put it all in.
Thanks. I was trying to have a proper conversation.
Heaven bless you. Nine.
Fucking you, Joyce.
Still happy. Who cares? Yeah, but you know.
The worst thing is we call misery.
Derek laughing, man.
Where's my beer?
Thank you. Pat's right. Stuart likes to watch MASH.
Oh, that's why you want to get over it.
I picked that one.
Turn around. I picked that one.
O's good. Oh, that one.
Really? Eh? You don't cough. You don't cough. Oh, I'm alright. It's worked good.
Oh, it's fine.
That's still shit.
To track the river at the winter.
Yeah.
Corey, Brennan, and Raven.
It's vapor, so it doesn't, there's no, it's just the THC.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Okay.
This, I was at this, and it was literally like a month and a half before I got hired.
Yeah.
The Hanson Brothers played at the winter. DOA, I've seen at the winter. It's awesome.
I've seen DOA at the winter.
Yeah, I got shit faced on Monday night at DOA at the Windsor, barely made it up my stairs. I don't live far.
No, you don't.
Jeremy, one.
Mr. Grinch. Dooba
dooba. You know it's just Taylor sitting here.
I like to just imagine Taylor sitting here a cappella singing this song into the microphone. That's we do this one. This is our favorite. That one and this one. Ready? I know, it's so sad. Mr. Turley Man, you've been a bad, bad man. Mr. Turley Man, you've been a very, very, very bad man. I can't watch TV. My eyes you can't see. I said, walk behind me. I can't watch TV. Mr. Teleman, you've been a very bad man. Mr. Teleman, you've been a very, very, very bad man. Mr. Teleman.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, no letter bomb icon.
That's great.
Yeah.
I want to get. Excuse me, man.
Thank you for the. Thank you for the vape and the song.
Okay, hold up here, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's not on your leg, which is obviously cool. Yeah, I understand that. I'm kind of feeling dry myself right now.
Yeah. let you guys talk if there's extra stuff.
You don't have to do that, I've got it, buddy. You guys can grab like that, maybe like 20 or something.
I don't have that.
I got almost a couple of maps, I got a couple of drinks on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
She told me she wasn't seeing him anymore. He didn't really steal him, but you know, bad blood.
Wait.
Yes.
What were their names?
Her name was Jennifer. The one he's married to. She went back to him twice.
Oh. Okay. He's got to have something.
He won in the end, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
He got the lottery. He
not
got
so
the girl.
Much stealing that. Just
borrowing or something. Yeah. Again.
Oh, look, yeah, you were talking about it earlier. Well, my mom tried to bring him up to find him, but she got to go find him. So I went, Taylor's getting a little more cold, so of course I go to the cold place and go for it, but not there. Not cold.
Special bread.
I appreciate it.
Basically, they
the heat from radioactive decay, and they use that to generate electricity.
Okay.
So that's how they're able to power them.
Well, a nuclear reactor is just a steam engine. The nuclear heats up the water, and then the water spins the turbines. It's all the same stuff we've been using for thousands of years. Well, it goes critical when you don't cool down the water. It goes critical if you can't cool down the water. When the water stays around the bronze, it starts building hotter and hotter and hotter. And it goes critical. Basically free energy, not quite, but
they're using up the radioactive material,
yeah.
But still a little of it.
Exactly, it's at a small rate, it's basically free, yeah.
So we're trying to put their heads up, like French and Germans that are much further ahead. The Americans wanted to do a problem where they thought they're going away from it now,
yeah.
But Europe in general has a much better Americans didn't want to do it. The oil lobby against it, the petrol lobby against it, and they used the argument that you're working with fissile material, it's weaponry. It's nowhere near. It's like 1/100 of the purity you would need for weaponry, so it's not even close. So what we end up with is mountains contaminating them for millennia instead of cleaning it up.
Chocolate and caramel.
Yeah.
Chocolate in the center. It's really bad. But you know what?
I
think we should eat them just to show that we like them. Amazing. Like, amazing.
Do you have any new come by you?
Actually.
There aren't many kids left in the neighborhood because, you know, it's an older neighborhood. So I will confess that the Halloween candy was not for us. And he doesn't like caramel, and I can say that. So I was like, okay, we got all this caramel here.
I understand. We had gone Halloween candy because we just bought the house in August. We asked neighbor, like, how many kids, how many, you know, 5 or 10 kids or whatever. So made sure to get candy.
No kids showed up at all.
We still have Halloween candy.
We bought some pumpkins, we carved them, left them out on the staff.
I did like chocolate,
but... It gets a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought, well, save the caramels and I'll make
Do they freeze well?
I have no clue. Last time I made them, I made them at home.
Well, cherry squares do.
They just freeze really well. Yeah.
Actually,
they
were better than your
frozen. Yeah. Cherry, I think they were the perfect. It's just Seattle. Colorado.
Colorado, yes.
That
for me, it was just absolutely epic being able to see that live.
Yes, I was October Fest. I was doing Hospitality. That was when it was Hospitality versus having, you know, the Ballmere Lounge, and all splitting, everyone was in the tent. This was prior to being being slightly associated by being able to see something going on in the background and how it's slowly been evolving and establishing itself and what things have been kept and what things have not been. In terms of being like, hey, does this work?
Nope.
Does this work?
Yes.
Nice number five.
Yeah.
You feel so very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you agree with the angle. I know it. Go where the angle of the angle is fine.
The other hand doesn't matter as much. You're just shaking it. And yeah. Warming up.
Exactly.
How cold are your hands today, by the way?
God. Well, they're pretty cold, yeah.
Those look fairly cool beers.
He's a pretty cool cat, though, too.
Yeah. I guess you were a good sweater, so that's okay. Yeah, I'm sure the sweater helps.
I've
oh, there's our salesman, by the way, right there. But with this sweater, you'll stay warm. Why Nick pretty much always sell out during a door guys.
I am so glad that they bumped back into a little bit warmer weather. Yeah. It's amazing what 1 week can do sometimes, especially here.
Yeah, it's good more often than not getting cold. Or, you know, well, the day will be nice.
It's warmer the last 2-3 years compared to.
Honestly, there was 1 year it was like 15 or 18
like
degrees.
During the day,
yeah.
Oh, yes. That was the
yeah.
May 20th,
2012. Yeah, hey.
Something like that. That was when I was able to drive the go-karts.
Nice.
That was great. Freaking Rob and Matt being like, oh, Rosa, look at you. Just tank top, tank it out. Just drive down on that.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Those good times. Yeah. That was self-fitted. Right. Yeah. And
well, we're all getting the
What's amazing? Oh, it is Justin.
I never saw it back in the early days.
We had it in storage, just
Harder, no, sorry.
Harder, no, sorry.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, you know what?
Combines with all the
brands. Not that I don't think that I didn't want a bad
toaster.
I just can't. I'm sorry.
If you want me, and
that's
why
I
want
a can.
Do it harder. That's why.
Now, on
the
other
first
hand,
time I got to use fire
if you tape your toaster to the bottom of the cap,
I know you haven't.
And all of the drippings drip down to the plate in your
fire.
So we're attempting to do the drum trick.
Who does that? Seriously.
After this set of toaster,
why do you have a little tray that you like slide out underneath? It's great. You slide out the tray, not it, it's like a drum set.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
No, crazy time is the bathroom.
He's free.
I'm
sort of.
Freer.
Now I have to open the other one.
We also figured out at work that those electric barbecues, you need to clean them every once in a while.
Yeah.
It accumulates, it doesn't burn off.
Not every once in a while, not every time. Well,
doesn't matter how much you clean it, it's not going to fucking work.
Okay, well, they had one at the office that was out on the balcony, so they're running a training class with like a dozen clients. Programmers are out there cooking up.
Yeah.
And they turned it on to preheat and then walked away. And then everybody got some entertainment as the barbecue out on the balcony.
No, well, it's fun and entertainment, but you're never going to get the heat that you need to grill.
On the electric one?
But on whatever you're talking about.
And it was like, almost like a George Foreman style grill, but it was an electric barbecue.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because, well, legally you weren't allowed to have a propane one out of the balcony in this or this office.
Hey.
So
they got the
one. My mom used to use them all the time for a record.
Yeah.
It worked great.
Yep. And you don't even have to use it outside. You can use it indoors.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Well, it works, but not for like scale.
That's fine.
Hey, when you can have burgers for lunch at work.
You wanna buy me one?
No. Oh, pretty awesome. I want to buy me one, but I didn't.
Oh, if it works for you, maybe I'll buy one. But I think you're wrong. I don't think it works.
Well, I'm not used to
having
a
long time
ago. It worked great.
Yeah. You guys would make like your own quesadillas at work or something? Like,
but for you, I'd recommend one of those rotisseries.
I would use it for steak.
You just pop your chicken on
yeah,
and leave it
yeah.
cooking for the whole day.
Steak's a bit of a heavy meal to just whip together lunch at the office anyway. We do like Burger Fridays.
For steak, you want 600 to preheat.
Yeah. I don't think it ever beats that much.
Unless you get like the super thick ones you could have on sandwiches. The ones that you have in a sandwich with au jus.
Yeah.
And well, if you're really liking caramelized onions and mushrooms, just that right. If you're going really crazy, you can have it.
Taylor, are you okay in there?
This is not his first kill of those hands, so. Or even his second. Yeah, saran wrap.
It looked much less painful than the gorilla tape.
Yeah,
how are your hands feeling
after the
straight
round? Oh, I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Good. I felt so bad. Really, truly and honestly.